Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we're coming to you live from Three Count Pro Wrestling, getting ready for a huge show tonight, Country Santa Clash 3, their biggest show of the year, featuring...
Our biggest show of the year.
Yeah, featuring Hall of Famer Ricky Steamboat.
Right.
Some great matches, and we'll have lots of videos and interviews posted about that. What we wanted to talk to you about today is, first of all, hey... DoubleDropKick.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Look for the Double Dropkick Show. Also, right above, we're always telling you to click on a banner. It's Christmas time, Mark. I don't know if you know that.
That's what they tell me.
It is Christmas.
Even though they have declared war on it years ago, I've been hearing Christmas music since October. So. Apparently the war is failing. I got chocolate Christmas trees at the house. I got chocolate Santa Claus. I saw a chocolate Jesus. In a manger.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
I saw
it. But it won't be long before Easter rolls around and I will start seeing those white chocolate crosses everywhere.
You know, I saw a lollipop that said Jesus on it.
Did you?
Yeah, and I don't
know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I just, So what we need you to do, right above, if you're on the website, right above this, we need you to click on the banner. It's a very special banner. It is for... it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's a munch box.
And oh, what, man, yeah.
A munch box is, let's say you got a college student, they're away at college. You order them a munch box. It is full of popcorn and
chock
snacks.
Full.
It's full.
Chock full.
It is.
Oreos. I love Oreos.
Yes. We got one the other day. My kids devoured it. It was, it's got cowtails. So here's what it's great for. You got a college student that's away. They're great to send to, if you got soldiers who are overseas or who are deployed, these make amazing, amazing gifts.
So you want to send them a care package.
This
and,
is
and
it.
You don't want to put it all together. You just get let the good people at Munchbox know. They'll put one together for your soldier, for your college student.
Yeah.
Anybody, if you just want to send me one, let me know and I'll give you my address because they're great.
Listen, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. We're getting three of them for our kids for Christmas.
There you go.
I don't want to oversell it. When our munch box arrived the other day, our kids didn't know what it was. When we opened that thing up, you would have thought it was Christmas morning.
I even asked Drake on the way over, hey, what did you think of the munch box, Drake? And he goes, well, it seemed nice, but my sisters ate everything.
They did. So he's wanting his own. So if you're not on the website and you don't see that very nice munch box banner, just go on Amazon, search for Munchbox, and it's right there, and it's got a picture and some great people that run
but
that
company. But we prefer that you go to DoubleDropKick.com and click on the banner for Munchbox, not just go to
Amazon.
If
you are a true fan of this show, you will click on the banner because these are ours. These are the banners you are looking for.
Right.
Oh, Mark, less than 2 weeks away from Star Wars.
Oh, I cannot wait. I can't wait.
Chewbacca, I think we're recording? No, well, let's see. This is we're recording this week, so we won't be recording that week. But you're taking your nephew Friday.
Yeah,
to see
we've
it.
Already talked about it. He's excited, and I am too, man.
I can't wait.
I saw the very first one. I've told you in a drive-in movie theater. I saw A New Hope. It was just Star Wars then. It wasn't A New Hope. Just Star Wars.
But yeah,
saw that in a drive-in. So get to see this with him. That's pretty cool.
We got our tickets for Thursday night, and the showing that we've bought our tickets for, I tried to go buy a few more, sold out.
And the trailer for the Batman versus Superman, I watched it. Yes, you texted me, have you seen it yet?
Yeah.
And I said, I've worked the past two nights watching it. I use my Hulu because I watch them on the TV, you know what I mean? And just, I mean, to see Doomsday.
What did you think?
I thought it was great. I can't wait.
So the two complaints that I have heard, that I don't have these complaints, was they showed too much. And I'm like, I don't care.
It's 3 minutes of a 2-hour movie. What did they show? They showed you enough to let you know Doomsday's in the movie and yeah. Wonder Woman's going to help them fight him.
And that Batman and Superman will eventually be friends in this movie.
Did you not know that anyway? If you've never read a comic book to understand that that's the way all those things go down, they always have a fight to begin with.
Yes. Yes.
Captain America and Thor and Iron Man had the fight and
Did you
the
see,
first Avenger.
Did you see the Civil War trailer?
Yes, I did. Man.
And, we're living in the heyday.
Pretty much confirmed Spider-Man will be in the movie.
It's really?
Been, yeah. They've all but confirmed.
I mean. Loved about Black Panther.
He was spotted. The guy they got to play was spotted on set the other day, along with a stuntman wearing a red and blue suit. So.
The other complaint I heard about Batman Superman was how Jesse Eisenberg portrays Lex Luthor, and I loved it. I'm just going to tell you. I loved the snarkiness, the youthfulness of it.
Right.
Because I just love the new take.
What do you think people wanted him to be?
I don't know. We've only
a little bit
had,
more diabolical, maybe.
Maybe, but I think that's
but there was
he's
that
selling
moment.
That he's cool because he legit is crazy.
Well, right. I thought there was that really cool moment where it did come through when she called him a sociopath.
Psychotic.
And he said that's a three-syllable word that simple-minded people use to describe genius or something along those lines.
I loved that. I loved it.
Why don't you put a microphone in his hand? Let's see what he's got to say
he
about
have it. Listen, he's hoarse.
Yeah, he needs to save his voice for later. Yeah.
I'm saying that you're hoarse, you got a hurt, you got an injured neck. I don't want you to hurt yourself any more than you already have.
I didn't do this to myself.
I know. Are you?
You know who did this.
I know. And are you? Here's the question. Like, are you even going to be able to ref tonight? Or it's like, I haven't seen a doctor's note. The athletic commission is going to need a doctor's note for you to even get in the ring tonight.
Let me explain something to you.
All right.
I'm more than healthy enough and qualified with crutches or neck brace, no voice, it doesn't matter. Okay? Because I'm the senior official here. They had a board meeting this week.
Okay.
We're not a dirt sheet,
so we haven't heard about all the goings on at the three count board meeting. We leave that to folks like Meltzer. But
like I said, you will hear more about that later. Because I'll tell you, I don't need a voice to say what I need to say.
Well, I fear for Ken Magnum.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there because I know that Eric, we have talked. I mean, he put me in a neck brace, so I don't know what's going to happen there. He don't put his hands on an official.
No, you're preaching to the choir. I think the man should have been suspended, his license revoked, major fines. I'm scared to even be in the same building with him. I only did the post-match interview with him at the last show because I was contractually obligated to. That man, that was just vicious what he did to you. I felt it was uncalled for.
You're right. It was uncalled for. And like I said, you hear rumors all the time, and I've heard through the grapevine that Eric Bowman, the commissioner, has something to say about that.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing that tonight. And hopefully Eric won't have his butt kicked too, like you did.
Well, what are you trying to say?
Hey, I've just called
it. It just happened.
He blindsided you.
I mean, and I've said this, and no disrespect. You know how I feel about things. I feel like you put yourself in that situation.
What do you mean, put myself? I am an official trying to call it straight down the middle, and then he wants to just grab me? You got to be kidding me.
What I saw, I was sitting here watching it, and what I saw was you interject yourself into a fight between two people, and he tripped and fell, and you kind of got caught in the crosshairs.
How can you trip and fall when you hook me with something? I did not trip and fall into it, and he did not trip and fall into me. You got to be kidding me, Mark. Well, who are you thinking?
Mark, sometimes I think if we are even watching the same match.
Well, I just try to call it straight down the middle. What? Just like the officials, the great officials here in Three Count, I try to call things like I see them, and I feel like Tim got interjected himself into a situation, and he got dropped on his belly.
Listen to me. It's my job to interject because I'm supposed to keep law and order, okay? But you don't put your hands on the stripes.
I don't disagree with you. I feel like if he had attacked you unprovoked – then I would agree with you 100%. But when I think when two guys are kind of fighting, and sometimes, you know, there's collateral damage, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this point, Tim.
Well, we sure do disagree. I can guarantee you that, because I'm the one in the neck brace, not you.
Well, that's a good point. That's a great point. I'm not in a neck brace, but I haven't gone and tried to break any fights up between these great athletes here in Three Count Pro Wrestling.
Listen, if Ricky Steamboat finds out what you said about him at the last show, you may walk out of here in a neck brace.
And that very well may happen. You know, I could wind up in a neck brace just like anybody else, but I wouldn't say that to Ricky Steamboat's face.
Well, I guarantee you I won't need mine for long, so you can borrow mine. How's that?
Well, listen, Tim, I admire your guts, your heart, your intestinal fortitude. I admire that you're here tonight. But you really do need to save your voice, save your strength, because you do have a big night ahead of you. We appreciate you coming by and being on the show.
Hey, no problem, man. I'm glad to do it. But there's one thing I just want you to understand. Please try to get some sense into this guy.
Hey, listen.
I don't know what he's looking at.
He's Scottish.
Oh, that explains it all. Y'all have a great night. I'm going to go get ready for all this mess.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you don't get hurt tonight, bud.
Three count official.
Now, while we're talking, another guy walks up.
Yeah.
Ace Armstrong standing here. Ace, you want to come over here, explain to everybody what Joshua Gillespie's going to do to you tonight? Because I got a feeling it's going to be wholesale slaughter, my friend.
Well, Mark, I don't know if you've ever seen Mr. Gillespie in a ring, but I think the only thing that man can do viciously is tickle. Like, I have no nerves about this match.
I've been saying that for years.
I give this man
a live microphone out of the goodness of my heart, letting him appear on the 843rd most popular wrestling podcast in the country today, and you start insulting my favorite wrestler. And saying the only thing he does viciously is tickle people. I don't understand.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying I've walked in on him in the Highland Embassy, but I'm not gonna point any fingers, or definitely not gonna tickle anyone. But
I hope not. If you're gonna tickle somebody, tickle Heath.
To tell you the truth, I'm here tonight to defend the honor of the United States of America.
Tell us about the match you're going to have tonight.
Well, the match that I'm going to have, it's going to involve a ladder, and it's going to involve the United States flag, Old Glory, and then it's going to
I'm for that. I'm with you.
And then it's going to also have that other flag that I even forgot his name. The Scotch tape prince. Is that his name?
Or the Scottish Prince.
The Scottish Prince, gotcha. Okay,
the proud flag that flies over one of the greatest countries in the world, Scotland.
See, it may be one of the greatest, but right now we are in the greatest,
right,
which
I'll
is the United States. And for someone who can come to the United States and be so ungrateful for us allowing him to even be here, it's like. You don't have to stay here.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the camera will show he renounced his citizenship. So unless there has been some legal paperwork, he's going to need a worker's visa or a green card just to participate tonight. I don't know if the South Carolina Athletic Commission knows about this chicanery.
Here's what I keep hearing. You said it. I've brought it up. We talk about Joshua Gillespie turning his back. Where were you when he was injured? Where were you when he was down and when he needed a friend? Because I feel like you turned your back on him.
Well, tell you the truth, I was winning matches. I did call and check on him. That's why I came out here and I asked for answers, because I did check on him. I asked him how he was doing. I went and saw him. See, that was the part that confused me there, Mark. I mean, if you want to, get in your little Scotchman's corner, go right ahead. I don't care, because when tonight starts, I'm going to have probably close to 1,000 people behind me. So he can bring Braveheart. I don't care. because the United States of America will never, ever be beat. I don't care if he brings ISIS over here. We'll take care of them too.
Strong, strong words from Ace Armstrong. I got to tell you, I got a lot of respect for you, man. I don't agree with you on a lot of things, but I got a lot of respect for you coming out here and looking me right in the eye and telling me exactly what you think. And I appreciate that. And listen, I wish you the best in your match tonight, my friend.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Do you remember what you said about him on the last episode, Mark? You know what you said? You said Ace Armstrong doesn't even deserve to be in the same building as Josh Gillespie.
Wow. I don't remember saying what?
You said he really ought to change his name to Joker Armstrong because he's no ace. That's what you said.
What?
You're just putting words in my mouth.
Well, Mark,
I have never done that.
Mark is acting like his memory went somewhere like his hair. I mean, it just went away. And look, you can say what you want about me. That is perfectly fine. I enjoy when people tear me down, try and tear me down at least, because it just lights a fire under me. And if you want to get in Mr. O'Glespie's corner, that is perfectly fine, because last time I checked, you're not a WWE Hall of Famer.
Oh.
And last time I checked, your name is not Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and that's who I have in my corner. So until you know, you headline WrestleMania 3, which is already passed, so you can't do that. Until you beat, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage, can't do that. God rest his soul. But I'm just saying, Mark, you don't measure up, man.
Well, I have to say I've been firmly put in my place.
Well, it is going to be a historic night. First ever capture the flag ladder match. You won't find this on the network anywhere. Only at Three Count Pro Wrestling. We're here live at Pickens Middle School, and this is going to be just a fantastic night of wrestling, and to see Ace and O'Glespie finally settle this score. That's what wrestling's all about. We talk about it all the time. Is I don't like you. You don't like me. Let's fight about it.
And that's exactly what's going to happen tonight when I take down the Scottish princess and show his Highland Embassy that he's no royalty. I'm going to make them kiss my feet. And Mark, if you want to join them, I'll make you kiss my feet, too. Heath, I appreciate being on your show. Mark, good seeing you. But I'm going to go get ready for this match just so everyone can see the USA rules over Scotland.
I think I want to quote the great Phil Hartman, who was quoting Frank Sinatra when he said, "When you see that flag going up that pole, you better stand up and salute tonight, baby."
Well, as I can tell you, is Ace Armstrong better be glad he walked off when he did, because I was fixing to get fed up with listening to his mouth. And if he had stayed here and run down myself and Josh Gillespie any longer, he might not have made it to that match tonight.
What you're saying is he's lucky there's a table between the two of you.
I'm saying that Ace Armstrong's lucky I got my good pants on. That's all. I've just washed these pants. I just got them clean. If I had had my dirty work jeans on,
it would have been
an altercation here.
It would have been on like neck bone.
Speaking of on like neck bone.
Yes.
We met Harlem Heat.
We did.
Well, yeah, you met him as well, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
What a great, great tag team.
Yes.
I loved them. Big fan of theirs in the 90s. A big fan of Booker T's in general. Been a big fan of Stevie Ray's.
Yeah.
And when I walked up, there was not a funny situation at all. The shooter in D.C., and I'd shaved here recently, but I had the beard. And when I walked up, Booker T said, "Man, you look just like that dude that's on CNN that everybody's looking for right now.
Yeah.
And we just had a big laugh. And they always use the term, instead of saying candy ass years ago, they'd say fruit booty.
Yeah.
So we had the opportunity to meet him, and I said, "Stevie, why is your brother acting like a fruit booty?" And when I said it, it just got this huge
pop out of both of
them. They laughed, and we just had a great time with those two guys and cutting up. And then
it was something else you said right before we left. Oh, when I had met them earlier, Booker T had signed the boot that you gave me.
Right.
And they said, man, somebody's short wearing this boot. And I said, it's my buddies. And after you were finished with your picture, I said, yeah, this is the guy who gave me the boot. And they laughed about that. And oh, it was great, man. It was awesome to see you, you know, meet obviously one of your favorite tag teams.
Right.
But then there's been a long line, but to see that we entertain them.
Yeah, yeah, and even like when we walked off, I mean, like we were kind of talking, and a minute or two later, I saw Booker turn to Stevie and say, "He looked just like that guy, man."
Yeah,
he looked just like. And then we kind of had a thing where we hollered back and forth to one another across the floor, and it was.
And Mark was like, "Well, it's not me, it's Promise," and they're getting their picture made with other people, but still laughing
and still laughing at our thing. So that was really cool, man. Such a fun thing, and then obviously to meet Stan Hansen.
Oh,
I mean, just and like. I wish, because there were like he's such this big star to hardcore fans.
Yeah,
but he didn't have the long line
that some of those others.
Wish I had kind of taken advantage of that and talked to him a little bit more. But I try not to overstay my welcome when you're talking to those guys.
Yeah.
We did talk for a few minutes, but I mean, I didn't like I would have conducted a 2-hour shoot interview with him if he had stood there and let me because I had a lot of questions for him. But it was cool because when I wrestled as Mark Hansen and I took the Hansen because I was such a fan of his, and I told him that and he laughed and he said, "Where are you from?" And I told him, or he said, "Where'd you work at?" And I said, "In the Carolinas and Georgia." And he goes, "Okay," because I got people come up to me all the time telling me they met my nephew. I got tons of nephews all over the Indies. And we had a good laugh about that.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Steered. Told him that I probably should give him some royalties. And if I'd ever made any money, I would have. And,
we
just kind of had a good laugh. He was really, really, really friendly guy.
Yeah. His interview on the Jim Ross show is one of my favorites.
Right.
Because, because of what I do, to hear Stan Hansen talk about his faith in Christ.
Right.
That was like not expected.
No.
But it's really cool. And do you have his book? Have you read his book?
Yeah, I have his book, but I haven't. I've read like the first chapter where he talks about West Texas State and kind of playing football in his football career.
Legitimately.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Murdoch.
Yeah, that's right.
Just super nice guy. And the longest line, we were talking about this earlier, you and I were fortunate enough to meet the Horsemen at Fan Fest a couple years ago.
Right.
That was by far the longest line.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
The Hardys had a really long line.
Yeah, Hardys and Harlem Heat. I mean, they were the three longest lines. There was a ton of people there that we didn't get to talk to.
Yeah, yeah. Got to meet Animal. You had met him at Fan Fest.
Yeah.
Got to meet him.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. We actually saw some wrestling on Friday night.
Yeah. Then some Saturday afternoon while we were there.
Nuclear Casserole. That's right.
That was against the Washington Bullets,
who
I'm also
a
big fan of.
Yep.
So getting to see those was really cool.
That was really good. And what was weird is that it was a 4-way tag team match, I guess, for the number one contenders to the AML tag team titles.
Right.
And that when those guys came out, a crowd grew around the ring. It was
Like telling people to stop and watch it.
Right.
I'm saying, if you've never seen Peter Kossoff, you need to watch this. Like, there were people definitely stopping.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, if you've never seen the Washington Bullets, you need to stop and watch
this,
because these guys are great.
Yeah. Friday night, we saw Sanjay Dutt defeat PJ Black for Global Force Next
really
Gen
title.
Very good match. And we also saw Greek God Papadon.
Right. Ethan Carter III.
Yeah, beat Ethan
Somebody
Carter
needs
III.
To take get Ethan Carter III some OxyClean for his back. You know?
But Caprice Coleman had been the AML champion since the inception,
right,
and lost the belt that night, and that was a good
yeah that was lot. Good Lodi won the what title did Lodi win for he, a few minutes
well um He beat Damian Wayne, but Lodi had his own title. They were all title matches.
Right, everything was. It was great. It was like, man, a really good night of independent wrestling.
We saw a young man from Booker T's Reality of Wrestling.
Mysterious Q.
He was really.
Reminded me a little bit of Ricochet. Not as taller. I wouldn't say that he was on that level yet.
I don't want to
oversell him, but he definitely
the physique and all that.
Physique and then the moveset was good. Not as polished as Ricochet by any stretch, right. But he was good.
The match I want to talk about, and you know, forgive me, I'm probably not going to remember all these guys' names. It was Carson, the Texas Lion Carson. It was a three-way match.
Yeah, John Saxon.
Saxon, and who was the third guy?
Heck, I can't remember. I should have wrote it down.
I apologize.
Well, Ethan Carter was.
No. But when those three guys came in, you said to me, "This is going to be a good match." I said, "What makes you say that?" And you said, "Look at their boots."
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was. It was a good match.
Do you remember why I told you to look at their boots?
That's what I'm wanting you to say.
Oh, you didn't get it at the time?
No, I got it, but I want you to tell everybody.
Oh, because their boots were worn out.
Yeah.
So that, like, if you see a guy with, like, real flashy new boots, I mean, he may not have been wrestling as long, and I could just tell by the way they looked at people in the crowd, the look of them, they looked legitimate, and their boots were well worn, so I knew that they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, and they did. They put on a good match. I'm still trying to think. It's driving me crazy that I can't remember who that third guy
was.
Yeah,
I can't either.
But it was a good match. Three, Saxon, obviously a veteran, and I believe he holds the Texas
– something like that.
Something, yeah. Texas title. But it was a good – just a good, solid night of wrestling. The Wolves from TNA, the TNA Tag Team Champions, wrestled the Lockhart brothers, who are twins, and
had a rather unique, subtle gimmick, real subtle that they were. I don't even know how to say it.
Gay twin brothers.
Incestuous twin brothers.
Yeah. And it was...
And I don't know if that was their intention or not. Maybe it wasn't, but that's the way it come across.
I got to speak to one of them Saturday and just said, dude, you got... Because, number one, they worked a good match.
Yeah, it was like... Well, you know, you see two guys get in the ring with the American Wolves, and you know they're going to have a good match.
They worked a good match, and then they did their gimmick the whole match.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just even the way they tagged in a couple of times, I really appreciated their commitment to it. Very entertaining, very good match. And the Wolves are just such solid workers. Really, they're pretty good.
They're pretty good, man. I mean, I still always, when I see them, I think they're missing a little something.
Right.
And I joke around about it. I don't know what it is, but I really enjoy them, and every time I see them get in the ring, I enjoy their matches. So I don't. Yeah. There's just like this intangible thing that I don't know. It just seems like they're missing a little something to me.
Yeah. Saturday was the fan fest. We didn't get to see the matches Saturday night, where Matt Hardy, you've probably seen, if you're listening to this, you've probably seen on the internet, took a vicious
shot. Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Guitar shot.
Yeah.
From Jeff Jarrett. Over 30 stitches. Other than Stan Hansen, who are you looking forward to seeing at the Fan Fest?
That was it. Like, I didn't Stan Hansen and Harley Race, and then Robert Parker Robert Fuller and Jimmy Golden, or Buckhouse Buck and Robert Colonel. So that was nice to get to meet those guys.
Super nice.
Yeah.
Robert Parker, I wanted to see him. And then I had forgotten Bill Apter was going to be there.
Yeah, that was nice.
And it was
so nice
cool
guy.
Friday night watching him interview people in the hotel lobby, and just that's who I always wanted to be.
That doesn't surprise me.
You always wanted to be Bruiser Brody, and I wanted to be Bill Apter.
Right.
So it was just a good, you know, meeting him was just if you're friends with me on Facebook, took a picture of me and Bill after where he was interviewing me,
right,
and he was holding the mic. He said, "This mic is not even connecting anything. We're just standing here looking like we're talking."
Right.
It was great, man. I got a signed copy of his book, which is it's different from most wrestling books because he's not a wrestler.
Right.
So there's a lot of what I wouldn't call it dirt, but it's a lot of stories that you haven't heard
just
before.
About his interaction with
his interactions with people. his career, which is very, very interesting career. But just really, really good. So here's what we want you to do, okay? Real quick.
Hey, before we do, though, do you want to see if Drake wants to talk to you about Survivor Series?
Yeah,
and I'll
Drake.
Give him the mic. And I'll just sign off now and say, and I'm Mark Whitman, and that way you can talk to your son about Survivor
Series.
Yeah,
so, but I want you to ask him some questions if you want to.
All right. Well, if I got one.
You come around.
Just come on around here, man. You can sit down in my chair.
Or he can. There's a chair right there.
So everybody making his debut.
Jake making his double drop kick show debut.
Heath's son Drake. That's going to be your ring name, by the way. Heath's son Drake.
So Drake, what we wanted to ask you about is we just went to Survivor Series, and now you've been to Ring of Honor. You've been to Three Count, which is where we're at today, and you've been to TNA. We went to Bound for Glory. You remember that? And we've been to Survivor Series. So what was your favorite thing about Survivor Series?
I liked it when they had the people, if you get out of the ring or fall out of the ring, you're disqualified. And there were like a bunch of people in that match. I like that match.
Oh, when when there was 5-on-5. Yeah, gotcha. What did you think of The Undertaker when they did all the fire?
It was really hot when they did it.
And then you could smell it afterwards, couldn't you? What was your favorite match of the night?
One where they had 5-on-5.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you liked the Divas match too the other day.
Yeah.
So which do you like the best? Did you like Ring of Honor, TNA, or WWE? Which is your favorite?
I really don't know. They're all great.
They're all great. You like them all.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you told us who's your favorite tag team now. Remember what you told us on the way to Survivor Series?
The Young Bucks.
And who are we going to see next month?
The Young Bucks.
The Young Bucks. That's right. We're going to see Ring of Honor in Asheville. We're actually going to Ring of Honor 3 times. So are you looking forward to that?
Mm-hmm.
What match are you looking forward to tonight?
I can't wait to defeat whoever's going to defeat the Scottish Prince.
Oh, you're not pulling for the Scottish Prince? You're pulling for Ace Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
They're in a ladder match, so they're getting ready to actually hang the flags right now. So you can go to doubledropkick.com. We want to hear from you on Twitter. You can go to our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With. Please go on our Facebook page, Double Dropkick Show. Hit that thumbs up. Hit the like button. Drake, are you on Twitter?
I will be.
You will be. I'm at Heath Mulliken. You can contact Mark at the DDK Show. We love interacting with people. We're getting ready to do our year-end episode. Let me just throw something out at you. The new issue of Pro Wrestling Illustrated is out. Mark and I are actually going to send in our ballots for the PWI award winners this year. If you want to do that, I'd encourage you to pick up PWI off the newsstand. Or if you just want to send in a ballot, you can email that to pwiawards@yahoo.com. Rookie, Most Improved, Woman of the Year, Inspirational Wrestler of the Year, Match of the Year, Wrestler of the Year, Most Popular, Most Hated, Comeback of the Year, Feud of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, and then Unofficial Awards. You can email that into them. And don't forget, click on that banner, the Munchbox banner. Drake, what did you think of the Munchbox?
It was delicious.
It was great. We still got some food left from it, but it had so much candy in it, didn't it?
Yes.
It was great. So anyway, awesome stuff. Great to have Drake on the show. Drake, anything else you want to say to all the fine people on the Double Drop Kick Show?
Just hit that like button.
Just hit the like button. That's right. So for the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Drake's son.
No, you're Drake Mulliken. Let's try that again. For the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Heath's son. That's what you named me.
Okay, all right. And we'll talk to you later.
I said it backwards.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.